Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. The hype music is going, Todd.
It's an interesting background rolling there.
Hey, everybody, it's Ryan and Todd. Welcome. It's a quick episode of, I guess, Agile for Humans. We got some big news, Todd. Some things happened. I think it was actually Halloween is the official date. Yeah. So October 31st, but we got physical copies in our hands.
I finally do too.
And we are super excited about this. So for those of you that don't know, Unlocking Business Agility with Evidence-Based Management came out on Halloween. This is a book that Todd, myself, Patricia Kong, and Kurt Bittner put together. This is pretty much 10 years of Todd and Patricia's and Kurt's experience wrapped into a book with me adding a few stories along the way. But Todd, how are you feeling now that it's in your hands, it's done? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where you can't, like, the feeling of actually having a physical copy in your hand, plus right, the ideas that are in the book are, we've had to think through a lot of stuff. You know, we had a lot of stories that we pulled in there. So it is a little bit the world seeing EBM through our eyes a little bit naked at this point, right? So, but I'm excited about it. The early feedback's been really good, and we're really hopeful that this helps to catapult EBM even further than it is, and also clear some misconceptions because we see those starting to emerge in the market.
You know, and we kept it concise, right? 166 pages, 8 chapters. EBM at the portfolio, the project, the organizational level. What's really cool about this one, like, you know, when we were writing Fixing Your Scrum, Scrum was 20 years old. There's a lot of body of knowledge. I feel like we put our twist on it, but we were on a well-trodden path, right? Mm-hmm. With this one, I kind of feel like you and Kurt and Trish especially, like, came up with new theory on EBM. Like, mm-hmm. It really... like stuff that's not published anywhere, stuff that's not in white papers, like a really just an overall clear, clean, new idea about what EBM does for an organization. Is that fair, Todd?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just further elaboration on some thoughts that had been there, or maybe even some new ones based off of our experiences with EBM. As you know, I get a little obsessive with stuff. So this was some of the things where, like, you know, this is like waking up at like 3 a.m. in the morning with an idea and not being able to think about it until I burn myself out of it. Yeah. That happens to me a lot. Happened quite a few times with this one. So, yeah, I'm proud of it. I'm excited about it. I probably won't read it for a year.
that's the toughest part, right? You start reading it and you're like, who wrote this? And it's like, oh, it was me. That's not.
Yeah. We had that quite a few times with Fixing Your Scrum. We're just like, hey, that was a really good thought you had in that book, Ryan. And you were like, I think it might've been you, cause that seems really unfamiliar. We're just like, we didn't even know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people who have written books that we know, they say it's great to have written a book, not necessarily to write a book.
Yeah, that's true.
Could not agree more. But anyways, it's out. A lot of people ask us whether it's on your daily scrum or and many of the other video series. What do we think is next? Right. What's the next big advancement in Agile? What's the next big advancement in product delivery? What's after Scrum? We get that question, Todd. I think we even got that question on a recent engagement. We were just down in Atlanta at a client site, and I think that came up a few times. You know, they're always asking what's next. We think the future is now. We think this is the type of thinking that doesn't replace Scrum, but amplifies everything you're doing for product development. We're super proud of this one. There's plenty of information in the description on how to get the book. We hope you all check it out. We hope you love it. Leave reviews on Amazon. Do all those great things. But hey, we're just super excited. The book's here. It's done. It's in ebook or it's in the ebook format and paper. It's good to go. We hope you all check it out. Let us know in the comments if you have it and how much you loved it or hated it. Either way, we'd like to know. But like, subscribe, leave all the comments, do all the cool YouTube things. Oh, Todd, congrats, man. Virtual high five.
Yeah, virtual high five. Also, what are your EBM questions? Drop those in the comments, too. We're trying to continue to build content on that. If you have anything specific about EBM, we're happy to talk about it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. And I guess EBM on.
Cheers.
Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!